Yes, it's the SFS podcaster, number 8. Like I was saying before, I was in the rage, I was trapped in the cage, I was on the block and I cut off the head of a duck so I could have a nice little Chinese curry in the brook. Yes, I was talking about trolls. Now, fuck you, you are you troll bastards. You will die. Right, subject today is on the SFF podcast today. I've just been listening to a few podcasts. I like this new podcast called The Raven Effect. Really funny podcast, you know. I've always liked Raven from ECW. And I was thinking to myself about that and what's the most powerful finishing maneuver and what's the most safest inside a squared circle. Now, pile drivers. I used to wrestle all the time with my big brother. Used to do moves on me. We used to do it good, but depends how you land. A normal pile driver in a ring, if you're a professional wrestler, you're not going to get hurt. Especially with the tombstone pile driver, because usually if The Undertaker does it, his knees are going to hit the floor just before your head does. Just a second before your head does, so you're protected. Same with a pile driver, especially if it's by Bret Hart, because he was excellent at executing those type of moves, so his opponent was safe. But the other pile drivers, like the Michinoku driver and other of these they're doing today in Japan and stuff like that, these crazy ones. Gut wrench pile drivers, Michinoku pile drivers, all sorts of atomic drop pile drivers, all just, you know, complicated pile drivers. You got to be really trained for them to, you know, to not get hurt. Even with the simplest pile driver, if you don't land properly, you can break your neck. I've nearly broke my neck when my brother did it to me. Good job I wasn't on a bed and not on an actual ring, or because my head did land awkwardly. But the worst pile driver that should never be used ever in a ring was the one that Owen Hart did to Stone Cold, the reverse pile driver. Because how the fuck is their head going to hit the mat before the opponent fucking lands on their ass? And that's what happened to Austin. It's inevitable that's going to happen. That's why that reverse power driver is a tombstone. Because a tombstone, you can make sure if you're professional that your legs, your knees hit the mat just before your head does. With a power driver that Owen Hart did. And Owen Hart is one of my favourite wrestlers of all time. So I'm not knocking Owen Hart, because I think he's one of the best, probably the best out of the Hart family. I think as far as charisma and
whoopee! I did it! I'm not a nugget! Enough's enough and it's time for a change! Woo!
Yeah, Owen Hart had great in-ring skills, but that move, that pile driver move, could not be used without someone getting hurt. It doesn't matter how professional you are doing it. It just walks awkward. It's inevitable that your head is going to hit the floor in a fucked up way when that pile driver hits. So that's one of the most unsafe moves that's probably going to hurt the most out of a lot of moves, is that reverse pile driver. Because your head is hitting the mat and it's going to hit it in an awkward way, and you're probably going to break your neck. Submission moves. The sub shooter. I've been in all submission moves done when I used to play wrestle with brother and friends. I'll say the sub shooter is the most fucking painful move going. There's a other version to it that Malenko used that was even more painful, called the Texas Cloverleaf. This fucking move is at, even the Boston Crab is really fucking bad. But the Sab Shooter and the Texas Cloverleaf, that hurts everywhere. It breaks your back. You feel like your back's breaking, your legs are breaking. Yeah, your fucking legs are twisted all over the fucking place. Your knees are fucking, your back of your knees feel like they're breaking. I mean, the look at the way Bret Hart does it. If he did that proper on someone, and The Rock, because The Rock did that move pretty well as well, it would hurt. Another move that CM Punk does. I can't remember what the name is now. It's been a while since CM Punk's been in. You know, that submission move that he does where he crushes his elbow into your throat and basically grabs your arm and chokes you. Not the GTS. The other, and that would work in a real fight if that were put on properly. You know, sometimes that could work in the UFC if they had enough time, say 5 seconds, and got that really fast and you ought to do it fast. That move would choke the fuck out of you in seconds. Your elbow is going into your throat and your arm is twisted up and breaking at the same time. So you're choking out and your arm's fucking breaking at the same time. Out of that move, that's a lethal move that CM Punk did. My favourite submission move that I used to do, that I used to hurt a lot of people with, and did it to my brother once. I went to a children's home for 3 weeks, and my brother happened to be there, and I got him in a cripple crossface. I've done it a couple of times to him actually. He was bleeding up his out of his nose the whole night, and that's not supposed to hurt the face, but it does. If you fucking grip the face with a cripple crossface, your arm, your legs on the arm, wrapped around the arm, your arm's gonna hurt. You're stretching your upper back and your upper your neck, the back of your neck's fucking gonna hurt as well, and your upper back feels like it's gonna bend the fuck off. There's gonna be a certain pain in your lower back as well, and your upper arm and your neck as well. Your neck's getting stretched, but at the same time your face is fucking, you know, if you're grabbing it, gripping it like Benoit did, that's what I did. I did it, I went a bit over the top because I thought I was Benoit, and I was doing it really like viciously, like, because Benoit do his moves dead vicious. He was very like toothless, aggressive with his suplexes and his all-round moves. But the crossface would hurt the face a lot, you know, pain that you'd expect if put on the nose or the mouth or anywhere in the face, it's going to make you bleed from the face. It's going to look like someone's punching your full pelt because there's so much pressure on the face as well. And that's why my brother's bleeding all night. It's a fucking, it's lethal. And I love doing it. I've done it on some couple of people. Went over the top and hurt them. That, because it's a vicious, aggressive move, and that's what Benoit was. He was aggressive with his technical wrestling. Ankle lock. Obviously, the ankle, basic, break your ankle very quickly if it were used. But in reality, when Kurt Angle first did the ankle lock, when he stood up, that wouldn't work in reality. What would work was what he did to Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 21, where he put his leg under his right. So he's got his left leg, his arm on his left ankle, the ankle lock, and then he goes down, wraps his leg, twists his leg around Shawn Michaels' right leg. That would work. If the opponent's on the back, that would work, because he's using his weight as a pressure as he's crossing his legs. At the same time, he's leaning forward. Same time, he's got the ankle lock on. So in reality, based, that would be, that is could work in a real life situation. So that could be lethal. GTS, not GTS. STF by John Cena. Well, that would hurt. And that's where a lot of people, because John Cena's a steroid freak. So basically your whole body's getting bent and twisted up. Your lower back, your leg, your neck, and your face as well. So every part is getting twisted up there. And the strength of John Cena, that could really hurt you. If he put it on your full pelt, that would fucking, you know, hurt a lot. But as I said, I think the most deadly submission moves are Texas Cloverleaf and the Sharpshooter. That hurt me the most. Crossface, probably I've hurt people the most. I've been in it, it really does hurt. Put on proper, it hurts. But I'd say the Texas Cloverleaf and the Sharpshooter. They're the most ones. The most dangerous move, as I said, was the reverse sit-down power driver. Don't think they do that. Don't, what possessed Owen to do that? If he's done that enough times, I can't see how people, not even professional wrestlers, can't get injured by that move. It amazes me. The F5 finishing move. Now that would hurt. It's opposite from the attitude adjustment, which wouldn't hurt because you're landing on your back. John Cena's basically just thrown over your head and you're just going on your back, basically. So you're just going to take an average bump. But with an F5, with the strength of Brock Lesnar and how he throws you, knowing that he's a fucking freak of nature, and he throws you around, you're fucking landing face down. You're not landing on your back, usually. You're landing face down or you're landing sideways. And it can, that could knock you out straight away. Concussion, give you a serious concussion. You're getting thrown around at that velocity by someone like Brock Lesnar. Your head hits the mat, that'll give you an instant concussion. Or even if you land wrong, break your neck for some reasons. Especially if it's done by Brock Lesnar. So that move is vicious. The rock bottom. Now people think that's not a vicious move, that's really light move. No it isn't. I've been on it. If you do a rock bottom properly, like The Rock does it sometimes, you know, where he snaps it. If you lift a guy up then snap rock bottom, like The Rock does that sometimes, you know, with his DDTs and the spine busters and that, where he picks him up and he just like snaps it down. Yeah. He lifts you up, snaps you down with the rock bottom. It's going to break your back, nearly, because it nearly broke my back when it happened. If you do it properly, not just pick them up and just throw them down with your weight going down with them. Pick them up, and then it's like, while they're in the air, you trip them up and you like throw them down dead quick, like a quick takedown. It hurts. Your back lands with, if it's done like that, your back lands ferociously onto the fucking wherever, and it hurts. When I got it done off some mate of mine, did it proper on me. I did a good spine buster on him, which hurt him. So he did the rock bottom on me, and it fucking nearly broke my back. Because it was done properly, see how it did it? Like The Rock sometimes does it. It hurts. Obviously The Rock was very professional with his moves as well, so he would do it like that, but he'd make sure his opponent didn't get hurt, because he'd learned, he perfected it. Stone Cold Stunner. Now that would hurt if done properly. It wouldn't work in a real situation, but if it's done properly, if you're a victim of a stunner, basically Austin has a in your face aggressive guy, he was, he basically got you by your neck, kicks you to the fucking gut quick, and then boom, your head's going straight into his shoulder, bang, you're stunned. That's why it's called a stunner. That's why no fucker kicks out of it, because your head's going, as he's lifting you up, your head's going down, bang, straight into his shoulder. And because Austin was big son of a bitch, he could do that damn move. And if you hit with your stunner, it's lights out, you son of a bitch. Because your head is hitting his shoulder. Bam! Just like that, quickly.
You're stunned.
And it does, yeah, it would send you back. Because he's driving your neck poof, right into his jacked up shoulder as you're going down with the velocity. So that would hurt. The pedigree, now that would hurt as well. Not in real life, like I said, with the stunner, it wouldn't work. Because someone tried pedigreeing you in real life. Even if they got in your position, you're not going to land with your knees. You're not going to land with your knees down. You're not going to land with your legs straight. You're not going to be lifted off the air. Your knees are going to have to be straight, in my opinion. But if it's done properly, you let someone do it on you. Then think about it. You've got your hands behind your back. You can't use your hands. Your legs are between his legs. And he lifts you off the ground with your legs straight. And boom, drops you properly. Yeah, that would be an effective move as well. That would hurt like a motherfucker. Probably concussed you. I'll say the F5 is one of the most devastating finishes. Definitely. Powerbomb, no. People said powerbombs, no, don't. Definitely not professional wrestling. It's the way it's done. It's the way the moves are done. And obviously, because it's done in the ring, it's not going to hurt. It's not going to hurt if it's done professionally. And sometimes, it can, if you know how to do it professionally, not professionally, but semi-professionally, then you can not get hurt. Like, I've not got hurt quite a few times. But there are some moves, even professionally, can fuck you up. And a lot of wrestlers today ain't very professional with the moves sometimes. That's why, you know, and back in the day as well, people would slip up. Obviously, the most devastating move, I think, would be if the Big Show or Rikishi or someone got on the top rope and just bounced off and give you a splash. I couldn't imagine that happening. Or the bear hug, basically. Yeah, what happened to Hulk Hogan when Brock Lesnar when did it? The strength and that weight, you know, like the Brock Lesnar, the Big Show, Yokozuna, someone like that, were doing that on you. It just choke the breath out of you and probably can cause it internal bleeding. But I think the worst one would be if Big Show got on a fucking ladder or something like that. Or Andre the Giant and just give you a fucking splash. You'd probably die. The fucking impact. They went on full impact. Your probably fucking heart would stop. Yeah, there's a lot of decent moves. My favourite finishing move is the stunner. I don't know what yours is, but nowadays there's loads of modified versions of the move and upgraded versions of a lot of moves. And saying that, actually one of the moves that would really hurt in real life and fucking kill you if it was on the street would be what Seth Rollins did, which is the curb stomp. That'll knock the living lights out of you. Especially if you did it to Dean Ambrose from a cinder block. That'll kill you. No way you'll survive that. A lot of things in wrestling that, you know, people have took too far. Like when The Rock hit Mankind, that wasn't supposed to happen in the I Quit match with The Rock swinging the chair at Mankind. He's fucking, if you watch Beyond the Mat documentary, his family are going absolutely crazy and panicking because he's actually he's fucking swinging like a fucking baseball bat with a fucking chair right in Mankind's face. Even though Mankind loved pain and all that and let his opponents basically put him through a lot of fucking torture and pain, that pissed off Mankind and they had a fucking bit of a fight in the back after that, because Mankind said to the Rock, "You nearly killed me by doing that move." Smashing him with the chair. He's handcuffed and the Rock's just smashing him with the chair. They are steel chairs, but they're used in a way, in a professional way, where it looks like they're hitting you, but they don't actually do full contact. It's kind of like semi-quarter contact to the head. But the Rock proper smacked him fucking too many times. Could have killed him. Rock went a bit over the top. If you smell what the Rock is cooking. Now, Seth Rollins. I want to get onto Seth Rollins because I think he is the future. I've always said that. That's what made me watch wrestling again, is when he won the Money in the Bank and he cashed in at WrestleMania. I think he's the future. Him getting injured was fucked up. Seth Rollins, AJ Styles are the best wrestlers in the company at the moment. Finn Balor, I don't think he's as good as Seth Rollins, to be honest. More popular, but I think Seth Rollins is kind of, I think they should have run with this. Seth Rollins the future, and he always should be this hit. I mean, being a babyface, it's not like Roman Reigns being a babyface and people just fucking hating him, because people like Seth Rollins because he's great in the ring, but obviously you prefer him as being a heel. Like, you know, kind of like a Kurt Angle type of heel. And like, nerdy and just like, comes out with ridiculous shit, especially with J&J Security. And his cowardly action there. You know, I want that Seth Rollins back, really. Because this Seth Rollins isn't as good as the old Seth Rollins. So please, WWE Creative, turn Seth Rollins heel again. Fully fledged, and bring back J&J Security. Well, what pissed me off this year about wrestling was Randy Orton being the champion again. Randy Orton's been champion so many times, and I like Randy Orton. He's not like John Cena, where I don't like him. Randy Orton can wrestle, and he comes from additional wrestlers, just like Roman Reigns. And I think he's, like watching Raw last week, I think Roman Reigns is turning into a heel. I'll say Roman Reigns is a heel now. All he needs to do now is start cheating and being more deceitful. If he can do that and start rubbing into the crowd's faces, oh, I ended The Undertaker's career, like kind of Paul Heyman did when Brock Lesnar broke the streak, then, you know, he can turn into a fully fledged heel, because the point is with Roman Reigns, it would work, because he's aggressive and he's got wrestling in his family. His dad, the Sheikah, was one tough motherfucker, and Roman Reigns one intense, tough motherfucker. He's not a great wrestler, but he's intense. He's an intense fighter, like say Goldberg, or you know, a big jacked up guy who can hit you with some fucking hard shots, and it's just very intense. That's what I first saw in Roman Reigns. That style, intense style, as a heel style, work, and you can get very aggressive as well. Roman Reigns, he's big, strong, aggressive, you know, but he's not a baby face. Obviously his mic work's no good. I just think he's being misused. I don't think he's John Cena, where, you know, particularly the crowd just don't fucking like him, and I don't like him. I prefer The Miz to John Cena. I just don't like John Cena. That's what it is with John Cena. I just don't like him. He's kind of fucked up wrestling. To me. Now, changing the subject now to another story that is emerging. Bill Clinton has just died. I don't think you know that, but I do. Bill Clinton was announced dead on Saturday. I told everyone this. I showed it on the news. And I posted something on the internet about it. People started believing me. Even my stepdad believed me. He's like, when, where? And I was like, are you shocked? You're sad about that? And I was like, aren't you supposed to have a fucking party? I'd have a party if Bill Clinton died. Same with when Margaret Thatcher died. I had a party. I know plenty of people in Britain did. They had a big, in Burnley and stuff like that, they had a massive party over Margaret Thatcher died, saying, burn in hell, you stupid bitch. What she did. It's Margaret Thatcher fucked this country up. That stupid bitch. And behind, you know, Margaret Thatcher were good friends with Jimmy Savile. Jimmy Savile was the one who raped kids all over the fucking country. Margaret Thatcher, any working class person, especially from the northwest, Margaret Thatcher fucked over. And then brought all these. This is not racist. This is nothing to do with Pakistanis or anything like that. It's not their fault. But they brought them in to this country so they can do cheap work. And what it did was it made the English people, traditional English people, lose a lot of their jobs. And a lot of things have fucked up since then because of her reign. Then Tony Blair just fucking got shagged up the arse so many times by George Bush that basically went to war for America. We just depend on America. It was George Bush, really. I'm not saying Blair is a fucking cunt, because he is, but George Bush. Obviously, the thing with England is, we've built kind of America's country, and we've fought wars for America and done a lot of things for America. Whether you like it or not, Americans, that's the truth. And so we've always been allies to America when it comes to war. Obviously, I don't think we really want to be. Because we just have to, because if we don't, we'll get fucking bombed. We're a little island with fucking how much money? You know, not as much money as them. We're not a third world country, but we're not nowhere near as rich as America are. America, Japan are the richest countries in the world. And that's final. But yeah, but the way America, not saying America, how it treats the fucking healthcare system is fucked. That's why there's a good saying that Bret Hart used to say. In Canada, at least we have fucking free fucking healthcare. We look after our own. And that's what happens in this country. At least we have free fucking healthcare. NHS is free. Even though I don't agree with a lot of stuff it does. You have to wait for fucking ages. You have to go to the fucking doctors. Wait 45 minutes for the fucking doctor. When you show up early for your appointment. Oh, it's different when you're late. You're 10 minutes late. The doctor will just fuck you off and say you missed your appointment. Now what kind of bullshit is that? That's why I get a turn of the game, and you don't know what I do with medication. I ain't gonna tell you. But going back to America, they're just these fucking government in America, the bankers, the whole thing. I'm not saying England does not do the same thing as conservative, the Queen, the royal family, are just as bad. But America is just outrageous. Why can't they serve people with healthcare there? It's just beyond me. and just the gap between rich and poor is so fucked up. People say, fight for your country, fight for America. If you're working class American, why the fuck would you want to fight their wars? Fight against them. Wouldn't you? You fight against them. Because you don't know something that I know. That fucking American government are in cahoots with all the fucking Islam extremists. You don't give a fuck about them. You know. They just keep their friends. The American government and Islamic extremists are friends. It's all religion, Christian fucking religion, Christian fucking Islamic bullshit. That creates so many fucking wars. That's why I'm anti-religious. I don't give a fuck if I offended anyone by saying this. Because I am Satan. And Satan is good. America are not going to war to fight off Islamic extremists. Islamic extremists, the people that run these organisations, are in cahoots with Americans and do business. Right? That's why there's so many slaves and poor people in the Middle East, because they're slaves to that religion that's controlled by the higher ups in that country that are in cahoots with America, so they can, America can take the oil and the lithium and the opium. Because that's what the war is for. That's why the Twin Towers went down. Why did that happen? Why did 9/11 happen? You know why? Because months leading up to 9/11, there was escalating work going on. People on each floor working on escalators. Why the fuck suddenly would that happen on each floor? The dead escalating work, out of bounds. This is the inside story. And I believe that micro bombs, chip bombs on each floor were put on to prepare for that. Because a plane wouldn't just take down a fucking tower like that. The way it went straight the fuck down. Right, a plane did it, it would slowly collapse, and it would take hours and hours for it to do. It wouldn't go down like it did, it went down straight, like a little detonator went off in each and every floor as it went down. It couldn't be just a plane. The plane crashed on the top floor and made people jump out the window and stuff like that, because there's fire everywhere. When it happened, it wouldn't have collapsed the tower at all. Not like that. If it did, it would have been in a different way, in a lot slower way, and it would have took a longer time. So no, that would have detonated. If I needed George Bush, the fucking technology they had against terrorists, he didn't know that the hijacked planes, they can see everything in these fucking air control centres. Of course he knew about it. George Bush knew about it. Point of fact of the matter is, yeah, I think he orchestrated it. And this might be a wild conspiracy theory I'm about to say, but there is evidence, and I've seen this. November 2001, in the Middle East, there was a meeting with George Bush and Osama bin Laden. It says on the date 12/11/01. That's the 12th of November 2001, and George Bush is talking with Osama bin Laden. So, nah, doing cahoots. on business. That's business to them. Like, they control the water, the oil, the fucking everything. Oil makes everything. Water, they control that. Even though, obviously, yeah, you can drink out of a stream if you want. I'm just saying, all the natural water they control. Mostly, if you were really thirsty, you could just go into a stream and drink out of a stream like a little doggy would do. Like, my doggy don't even drink out of the stream. Usually, it's fucking, I don't know what the fuck goes through my dog's head, but it drinks out of mud fucking puddles instead of streams. Don't you know what that is about? There's a stream right next to him. Hey, you just go and fucking drink out of a mud puddle. Well, yeah, just stop the water completely. Yeah, I'll just live off drinking off a stream. I had to do that anyway when I ran away from boarding school. I didn't have fuck out. I had to drink out of a stream. No problem there, mate. If it's survival, it's fucking survival, isn't it? If you are running away. I remember running away once and I had nothing. I managed to grab some meat from somewhere. I didn't even have matches, so I rubbed a pair of sticks, sharp sticks, together, which took about 6 hours to create a fire. So yeah, that's what you do in survival days. Well, it doesn't have to happen these days, does it? It's like no one in the UK should be homeless unless they're out of control, crackheads or smackheads. Or for, not even that, they just should be forced to put into rehab. And that whenever they fuck up, they should be put back into rehab. As soon as they fuck up again. No one should be on the streets. Not in the UK. And the way it is because of all these immigrants being in the fucking country, taking the houses. Now, I ain't got nothing against the immigrants so much. A little bit, because they exploit this country a lot. Especially the Albanian motherfuckers coming to this country to fucking try and take over. We ain't taking over shit, motherfuckers. Because you get fucking banged. And the fucking Pakistanis think they could take over. They ain't taking over shit. And Islam, they ain't taking over shit. You try and bring that bullshit around me, SFS motherfucker. I will tell you, Islamic motherfuckers. You're extremist. You show me any video of the Islam and try and convert me to thinking the way you think, try and control your religion, I will punch you straight in your mouth and knock all your fucking teeth back to your throat. No one controls me. That's what SFS is about, is not being controlled, being your own, having your own system. You're individual. Like Bruce Lee said, the individual is more important than a system. I don't believe of a set pattern. I go beyond the pattern. I live the way I think, the way I think, and I live the way I feel. You know, language is all made up. That's why I say Satan, because you say Satan's the devil. I say Satan's not. It's like Pat did with Thug Life. Isn't it? People think Thug Life is Thug Life. He was a thug. He did this shit. No, it didn't mean that. You made the underdog. The guy's got fuck all. The guy's coming up. You know what I mean? It was 10 calls to Thug Life. Same with Bruce Lee with the Jeet Kune Do. Not believing the set system. This is what I'm going off with this SFS thing. Straight Edge, Freemason, Satan. Straight Edge is probably one of the most controlling ones because, well, no, it isn't, because you're living by your own rules and not being bound by society. Because Straight Edge means most people do drugs because it's a fucking culture in this country. People go out drinking and doing drugs. I'm not saying I'm innocent because I'm a fucking hardcore drug user. Back in the day, but you know, I've always wanted to quit, and I have done, I think. I take medication because I need to. but that's what it is. A straight edge, but the culture has expanded a lot. As I'm writing my book on the art of SFS, I suggest you buy it. Because I am the founder. Well, not the founder, but my grandma created the seed. And now I am running it. I don't give a fuck. I will die for SFS. I've been through too much stuff. Too many things in my life I've been through. And SFS for life! There ain't no stopping that. Because what it is not telling you how to be. You be who you want to be. SFS is not about control like every other fucking religion. Don't have commandments. And it's not saying, oh, don't have no morals, don't go out and kill somebody and not give a fuck about it for no reason. No, that's not what it's about. Because that I don't, you know, that's just fucked up. But point is, what I'm saying is, you're more important than the system and the higher power. There is a higher power if you believe in Satan, but the higher power is passed down to you, so you are a god within yourself. It might sound confusing, but you'll pick it up. And every single day I try to upgrade on my SFS movement, and I will not stop. And I will die. I'm saving up now money for my burial ground. Say SFS for life! It'll be an SFS burial ground! Oh, another thing, I might take a trip down to Warrington today. Because my sister in hospital, because she is a bit mental, which I can't can understand because she's my sister, and anyone related to me that close would be, even though a lot of my family is successful. My sister been in the hospital for quite a while because of a paranoid psychosis thing. And she's getting better now. She's coming home every weekend. But the staff member Mike is a stranger, and I don't know, done a thing to her or something. But I said, "Well, he's a stranger. Has he done anything else? Like any funny stuff?" I think she's old enough to know. She's 15. She said, "No, nothing like that." But anyway, if I'm gonna, she told me where he works. Looked out on Google Maps, and I see, know what car he drives. So I'm gonna come up to him from behind with a fucking billy club or a knuckle duster, and bang, right in the back of his head, he is knocked out. Put in the boot of my car. Dragged up to Saddleworth Moor, cable wires put behind his hand, and put on, and I'm just gonna punch the living shit out of him for about 3 hours and make him so he don't forget what I've done. Because my sister has told me that she has been mentally traumatized by him for a year. But if I find out anything else has happened, why is in the Saddleworth Moor? If he has done anything sexual, then he will not be tied to cable wires. He'll be fucking tied around a tree, and I will get diesel, throw it all over him, and throw out the candles, fires in the air, go up in flames, cause I don't fucking care. He'll be in the tree, tied to a tree, petrol, lighting up with a match. As he's on fire, up goes each and every ash. I'm sorry for talking so bad, but that's my sister, so I am not putting out this podcast yet anyway, because I'm pre-recording all of these motherfuckers, because a lot of them are very controversial, I think. But I'm not ever, I'm a good person. Anyone will tell you that. That knows me. Even though I do, I have been deceitful in the past and stolen things and stole from my family and done some really weird shit, like traffic light stopped and I had a shit in the middle of the road while the traffic light stopped in town centre. That's because someone told me to do it, so I just did it. Other stuff, loads of stuff. But I've got so many ideas I want to do, you know. I don't want to get into the negative. I want to get into the positive. That's why I have to occupy my mind by my selling, my writing books, and doing this podcast. Because I am a nobody at the moment. And it doesn't bother me. But I want to my voice to be heard, even if no one listens. I set the goal for myself to be heard. Just like with my raps, I don't care if no one likes it. If I like it, then I'm happy. I'd like to make some money off it, you know. I think I worked hard in doing them three albums. The SFS album on YouTube, incomplete. I've done so many songs, but I don't know if I'm going to do any more songs for it. I don't see it as a complete project. There's loads of songs that are gone, that I should have put on there, which I might change the album and put songs on, different songs. Like that Solar song, when they're coming out and it's saying that's the worst rap ever. I thought it was a good song, but the instrumental went off because the microphone went off as that guy was singing in the background. So I have to edit that. Because I am the producer, the creator, the narrator, and the poetica. I did a freestyle song yesterday. I only did that some of the songs I've been doing recently. I've been doing freestyles now. I wasn't that good at it, but I'm picking up on it. He put me onto a beat. That's when you sound the best. That's why Biggie sounded so good, because he could freestyle over a beat. Because freestyle, it comes out a lot of, very spontaneously. My style is my style. It's nothing like Eminem's. Eminem's is more, obviously, a lot more lyrically better than mine. Definitely. can't be the best of all time. But mine's a bit more weird. I think mine's a bit more weird. A bit more like disturbing than Eminem's. And obviously as a person. You know, he's from Detroit. As a person, I think I'm a bit more abnormal than Eminem is, in my opinion. And the point is that I've felt every Eminem album there is, except from Recovery. That's why I think my album, when I was going to call it Relapsed or Rehabilitated, but that's after Eminem. But my song Relapsed and Rehabilitated, I think is better than, right, I'm not being edited here, but it's better than I'm Not Afraid and that Recovery shit, because he's rich, drug addict. You didn't have to go out and steal, you didn't have to live in shit, you didn't have to be homeless because of it. This is real shit. Oh, drug addict, my whole family fucking left me, I was out on the street doing bullshit. We weren't some rich guy just hiding behind, even though that is bad, you know. Still, it's not the same as being out there in the world being a drug addict. You have to go out and steal, and you get kicked out of places, and you're out of control, you're getting arrested all the time. It's not the same thing. And when I was writing that song, Relapse and Rehabilitate, you can check that out on YouTube. I think it's quite an emotional song. But that was when I was going through the shit. You know? Because I bet you, that was when I was going through it. And I'm a nobody, you know what I mean? Like everyone else. And I was going through all that drug shit. Which I think makes that song more powerful than what Eminem did in Recovery. And I think, yeah, with rappers, it's the first album usually is the best album because they're fresh out of the street, and that's when they, you know, push themselves to beyond their limits. You know, with Snoop Doggy Dogg, Doggy Style, he wanted to get his shit across, you know, get big, so he just, same with Biggie and other rappers like Nas. First album come out, you know, the best one, because they're still in the streets doing it, so they're going through it at the same time. But at the same time, the heart is so much into it. The only rappers that really, Tupac's a great example of that, because his first album was probably his weakest album. And each and every album Pac did got better and better and better. Because as a celebrity, he became more notorious. Even though he was poor when he weren't a celebrity. As a celebrity, he started going through so much shit. And, yeah, each and every album that Tupac did. To his last, was getting better and better. As his short career went on. Same with Eminem. Kept it up. The only weak albums for Eminem are Encore, I think, and Recovery. Relapse, I think, great. Came back with that one and made it a magic album. That's one of my favourite albums, is Relapse by Eminem, because it's just so funny. The songs are just so funny. You know, it's just a Slim Shady character. It's just, I fucking love it. And that's what character he brought, that spazzed out style. That's the style of Eminem that I like.
Yes. Locked in my life, so all I had for lunch is more bread, wine and bread line and Captain Crunch. Run for breakfast and for lunch. And so cook that, the crunch. I was born with a dick in my brain, fucked in my head. My stepfather said that I sucked in the bed. And one night he stuck in my room and said, "We're going out back. I want my dick sucked in the shed."
That song just said, yes, Eminem is back. Eminem is back as the diabolical serial killing Slim Shady. But Jimmy B's different. That's what I'm saying. But every album since then, I don't know if I've heard any of his other albums after Recovery. I don't know, he did the Marshall Mathers LP too. But I'm not going to listen to it. I think he's done a lot of views on YouTube with his songs. Eminem is great. 50 Cent, great. The Game, great. First three albums are good. The Red album I didn't really like. The same with Michael Jackson as well. Michael Jackson got better with each album he did. You know, no child star. This is the point. Like Macaulay Culkin. He was, there's loads of child stars, but when they get older, they get forgotten about. Michael Jackson was a child star, and very rarely you see a child star. And as he got older, he got so much bigger. Off the Wall album. When he broke free from the Jackson 5 and did Off the Wall album. It was a fucking classic. Then obviously Thriller, which was perfect. Best selling album of all time. And then Bad. I think Bad is my favourite Michael Jackson album because it's got the most hits on it and it's got the best Michael Jackson song, you know, voted by everyone. I think it's my favourite as well, Man in the Mirror. Relate to that song. And then he did another album after that, Dangerous, that was a very social album. That was like social conscious album. I think that's when he started getting targeted by false allegations, in my opinion. Because that album was probably his most controversial one, was the Dangerous album. Payday today, payday today, I'm just waiting for some money, waiting for some money. Fucking waiting for a washing machine with a dryer attached to it. Great, handy for me. Too much fucking shit in my house though. Need some storage facilities. I've got one, but I need some more. I'm working hard all the time. I mean, everyone does, and just my stepdad says that I don't. I'm a parasite that claims benefits. Well, no, because most people who claim benefits enjoy it, enjoy doing nothing all day long, right? And I don't. I use that benefit thing to buy stuff so I can get better mentally and I can keep my mind occupied and do work. If I don't do work, if I don't do anything in the day or try to achieve something in the day, I'll get fucking depressed. I can't sit there in the house all day and do fuck all. Or not work, or not be creative. Just can't. No. And I know plenty of people that are happy with that. Getting benefits and fucking sitting down in their ass all day. Smoking weed, whatever you want to fucking do. Even when I was smoking weed every day, I was still doing shit. Anyway, this is the old G to the E. SFS podcast number 9. Don't drink that wine. Do not drink alcohol. It will kill you. You want to live forever? Look after your liver. That's all I say. So, please put a ban on alcohol. Because I hate it. The worst fucking drug out there, believe me. And I took all drugs except from crack, heroin and crystal meth. But alcohol, to me, is the worst. When I was an alcoholic. So do not drink that wine. Coke will be better, it's easy to find. You can just go to the store and buy a can or two. Don't drink that wine. Not, don't drink that wine. Coke will be better. There's a drug dealer just down behind. If that won't do, smoke a joint or two. Nah, don't drink that wine. Go to the shop, cause Coke, get some Coke, cause that would be better. If that won't do, have a Viper milkshake too, but don't drink that wine. No, that wine. Biatch!